Bible tonight, and then we're going to try to preach a little bit. Praise God. In the book of Exodus, I'm going to read from the 13th chapter in verse 17 to 19. It came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Now, that's not what I'm going to preach about, but that's pretty good stuff right there. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And here's what I want to preach about. I need you to help me. I want to preach about them bones can preach. Them bones can preach. Amen. That's the power of a righteous man. Them bones can preach. Amen. The Lord bless you. And you may be seated. Bones are not beautiful. It's pretty rare to hear somebody come up and say, oh, what beautiful bones you have. Amen. Folks don't usually pay a whole lot of attention to somebody's bones. But you know what? If you didn't have any bones tonight, you'd just be a bundle of quivering flesh. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even be here unless somebody carted you around. Amen. Bones are important. They're not beautiful, but they are important. Bones are what? They're the substance and the shape and the form that make you, you. Amen. If you didn't have any bones, my, what a mess. We'd just be a puddle of flesh. It'd be awful. Amen. So thank God for bones. Bones are the most enduring part of you. It's the last thing to go. Amen. We see dinosaur bones around. They've been gone for a long, long time, so they tell me. I don't know. I wasn't there when it happened. But I just know that. But the bones are still here. Bones are very, very enduring. They're an important part of us. And we have before us tonight in the Word of the Lord a very interesting subject about bones that we're preaching. About bones that bore a powerful and enduring testimony. Amen. Let me go back in Scripture and let's lay a little bit of ground, shall we? God spoke to Abraham a long time before Joseph ever went to the country of Egypt. And this is what the Lord said. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. And he said unto Abram, that is God, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Wow, that's a long time. And also that nation whom they serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. God said to Abraham, while he was still just a pilgrim traveling around in the land of promise, these days you're going to have a whole lot of children. And he said, and they're going to go to a land and they're going to serve them as slaves for 400 years.
Wow, God said that. Did it come to pass? Sure did, didn't it? Amen. You see, we don't see things the same way that God sees them. We don't understand trouble and hardship the way that God understands trouble and hardship. When Israel went into Egypt, there were only 70 of them. How long would they have lasted without somebody to protect them? But did you know in the 400 years that they were in the land of Egypt, boy, did they ever increase. As a matter of fact, I like Pharaoh's testimony. He said, the Hebrew women are lively. Amen. He said that they bear a lot of children. They're lively folks. Amen. I hope that can be said of Pentecostals, that we're lively tonight. Hallelujah. We don't want to be deadheads. We want to be lively folk. Amen. We want to bear lots of children tonight spiritually. And so they went there, 70 people. 400 years later when they came out, there was more than 3 million of them. We can number 600,000 men. And so if you number them, that's not the women, that's just the men. So if there were just as many women as there were men, there'd be 1,200,000. And then if they had some kids, and they surely did because they were lively. Amen. It'd be real easy to imagine they had an excess of 3 million souls when they came out of there. So what am I saying? I'm saying that it's in times of hardship that we really grow. That's when we really grow. It's when we're in hardship and we're in trouble and we're going through trials and we're going through struggles. That's whenever we grow in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said that we need to, that faith is like film. It's developed in the dark. Amen. That's how it's developed. Not in the light, but in the dark. Praise God. In the hardships, in the tough times. So God said to Abraham, your children are going to stay in bondage for 400 years. Jacob prophesied in the 48th chapter of Genesis 21-22. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Amen. Now, when Jacob said that, he was actually in the land of Egypt. He had been there with his son for some time. And he was getting ready to die. Amen. And he said, moreover, I have given to thee one portion above my brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. And so he says to his son Joseph, he said, I'm getting ready to die. And so they took him out of there. They took Jacob's bones back to the land of Israel. And that's where they buried him, with his father Abraham and his father Isaac and grandfather Abraham and the tomb at Machpelah. And so they took them back and buried him there. Then they came back. Amen. And so you remember the history, how that Joseph was a favored son. Joseph was a good son, but his brethren despised him. And so they saw an opportunity. They had intended just to kill him, but they decided they'd sell him and make money instead. Amen. And so their Jewish blood was showing well. Amen. There's a prophet here. We can't pass this up. So they sold him into slavery. Actually, it was the hand of God, wasn't it? Amen. And they sold him to an Ishmaelite caravan. And they took him down and sold him into Egypt to a man by the name of Potiphar. And so he went to work. I've always loved Joseph. He's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He's the man in the Bible, the only one I know of, that's the most like Jesus. You never hear him complaining. Amen. He gets there. He's 17 years old. He's away from his father that he loved and his mother and away from his brethren. He's sold as a slave. But his attitude is marvelous. He makes up his mind. He said, if I'm going to be a servant, I'm going to be the best one that I can. So he put his shoulder to the wheel and he started doing the best he could. Amen. If you're going to be a dog catcher, be the best one there. Amen. Whatever you're going to do, do it, the Bible said, with all of your might. And God honored that. The Bible said God was with Joseph. And it wasn't very long. He was over everything in Potiphar's household. Potiphar didn't know how much money he had. He didn't know how many cows he had. Anything he wanted to know, he had to ask Joseph, because he knew everything, and Potiphar just trusted him so much, he didn't know his business. He trusted him implicitly. And remember how Potiphar's wife looked upon Joseph, tried to seduce him. Joseph maintained his integrity through all of that. Miles away from his family, away from anything and everybody. But he had integrity. He said, oh no, I'll not sin against God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to maintain my faithfulness, my purity. Amen. And so was falsely accused. And then cast into the inner prison. Bad place to be. Good place to be, down in the dumps. Amen. But you know what? He wasn't. Hallelujah. Got in prison and said, you know what? I'm going to be a prisoner. I'm going to be the best one here. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, and God was with Joseph in prison. Amen. Praise God. Hey, his bones are preaching while he still had flesh on them. What a message of faithfulness. What a great example he was. Amen. Praise God. And so he was faithful while he was in prison. And then God exalted him. You know what the scripture said? If we humble ourselves, God exalts us. But if we exalt ourselves, God humbles us. And so he humbled himself. God exalted him. And then one afternoon, he went from being a prisoner to being the prime minister. Hallelujah. Riding around in the king's chariot. Riding around in the beautiful king's clothes. Riding around like royalty that he really was all of the time. You know, that's what's going to happen to you and me one of these days. We're going to be walking around here, old earthly duds, on earthly ground, and we're going to, and a trumpet sound, hallelujah, and we're going to leave this old world, and the next step we take is going to be on a street of gold. Hallelujah, we're going to be wearing the robes of the king. Hallelujah, praise God, delivered from this life. Amen. Praise God. So God exalted Joseph. He knew how to do that. It was a miraculous work. And then he served him faithfully. Faithfully. For all of his life. And the Bible said that Joseph brought his family there. And God prospered them. It's amazing how God works things out. You know, the most beautiful part of Egypt was Goshen. Guess where they got to go? Goshen. The rest of it was desert. But the Egyptians didn't like sheep. Amen. And the Israelites were a bunch of shepherds. So they got to go to the most beautiful part of the country, where there was grass and trees and water. Amen. And that's where they lived, in the most beautiful area. God really has a way of taking care of his folks if you'll just let him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so here they are in Goshen. And Joseph lives his life there. 110 years old. Finally, he dies. Amen. The Bible said, and then there rose up a Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph. Amen. But before Joseph died, he gave this very interesting request. Listen to what he said. Genesis chapter 50, verse 25 and 26. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely, everybody say, God will surely. God will surely visit you. Amen. And he said, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. Amen. He said, God's going to visit you. And when you leave here, these bones go too. Don't you dare leave me in this place. I don't mind living here. I don't mind dying here. But when you leave here, you take these bones with you. Don't you dare leave me behind. Hallelujah. Amen. And because Joseph was royalty, they took him and they mummified him just like he was one of them. And they put his bones in a coffin somewhere. I don't know where they put them, but the Israelites knew. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly how it happened, but I just got a feeling that they knew exactly where those bones were. Amen. And from generation to generation, papas would tell their sons. They'd say, you see that little place right over there? Yeah, I see it, Papa. Said, inside there, there's a coffin. And inside that coffin, there's some bones. Hallelujah. Now, we don't know how much longer we're going to be here in this place. You know, my daddy was here, and he served the Egyptians. And I'm serving the Egyptians. And you may have to serve the Egyptians. But one of these days, there's a man over there, and his bones are in that coffin. And he told us that one of these days, God was going to visit us, and he was going to get us out of here. And when we leave, we were supposed to take those bones with us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, and this is speculation. I don't know how much truth there is to it. You can do what you want to with it. But I thought it was interesting. You know, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. I understand how he wrote Exodus through Deuteronomy because he lived that. But how did he write Genesis? He didn't live in Genesis. He didn't live until everybody in Genesis was gone. They'd already died off before Moses was ever born. So how did he write Genesis? How did he know about Genesis? How did Genesis get passed down to us? Amen. The Bible says that God talked with Moses face to face. I think that's how he got it. Amen. One day the Lord said, pick up your pen, Moses, and write what I say. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. You see, the Egyptians had their own theories. They thought that the earth was hatched out of a big... Amen. And we're not too far removed from that today. Amen. What they're teaching in science classes today is that somehow, you know, there was a big bang somewhere. And we don't know what banged. And amen. I kind of like what somebody said. They said, I believe in the big bang. God said, let there be, and bang, there was. That's the big bang I believe in. Amen. But nonetheless, that's what they believe. And they believe that people came from these worms and these larvae that crawled out of the slime there at the Nile River. And that's where men came from, see. And that's what science is trying to teach your children today, is that people came from some kind of protoplasm. And that's where we all came from. Somehow, some way, by some miraculous accident, and that's what happened. Amen. Praise God. No wonder people are messed up. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. Amen. And you don't have a past, you don't have a future. Amen. Praise God. I read the other day, somebody said that we have reached the epitome now of evolution. We're not evolving anymore. This is as good as it's going to get. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm trying to stay off of that because that's not what I'm preaching about. Amen. But God preserved a man by the name of Joseph. And when he died, now this is what they did. If you ever have seen or read much about the Egyptians, when a king died, on his coffin, on the lid, the top, the inside, outside, they would write the story of his life and all kinds of stuff about him. Amen. Praise God. And they would bury with him the most important things that they had. And most important things that he possessed. And so I wonder now, of course, Moses wrote all that stuff down. Amen. And then he gave it to somebody. Praise God. Amen. And somebody said that it was on, and I don't know where this all came from, but somebody said that it was on the lid, the tomb, or the coffin of Joseph. It was all written down. So when Moses got that coffin, praise God, there was a story already written there. I'm not real sure how much validity there is. I do know this, that Adam probably passed it down to Seth.
And Seth started passing it down to his children. And his children passed it on to his children. Until finally it came down to a man by the name of Abraham. And Abraham passed it on to a boy named Isaac. And Isaac passed it on to a boy named Jacob. And Jacob passed it on to a boy named Joseph. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't know where it all came from, but it's good to think that it could have come that way. And it was all, whenever they got to talking about how things happen, Joseph said, "But let me tell you what I believe." Hallelujah. I don't believe the earth came from a big egg. I believe that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I believe that there's just one God. Hallelujah. His name is Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they wrote it on his coffin. Praise God. So it was a preaching coffin. But inside were preaching bones. Every time somebody walked by that coffin, it preached to them. It said, "Hey, it may be tough right now, but one of these days we're going to be getting out of here. You just hold on a little while." Praise God. I told you that God was going to visit his people. And one of these days, we're going to get out of here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so the Bible said that when the night finally came and the death angel was passing over and the blood had been applied to the doorpost. Hallelujah. And whenever the cry went up and Pharaoh said, "All right, get these people, Moses, and get out of here. You hadn't been anything but trouble to me." Amen. And so Moses got all the people and they started leaving. And he took some young men. He said, "We got one more stop." Hallelujah. And they passed by that room wherever it was. He said, "Now you boys go to get over there and you pick up those bones." Hallelujah. Because we're getting ready to get out of here. Amen. And somebody had the elite job of picking up the bones of Joseph and saying, "All right, Joseph, you've been waiting a long time, friend, but we're getting out of here tonight. You said this day was coming, and here it is. It has arrived." And they carried those bones. Amen. Praise God. Those bones were with them when they got down to the Red Sea. And there was the Red Sea in front of them, impassable water. And Pharaoh's army was coming behind them, and it looked like they were going to perish for sure. But those bones started preaching to somebody and said, "There may be an army behind you, and there may be a sea ahead of you, but God said, we're going to get out of here, and the Lord is going to make a way somehow." Hallelujah. And they were preaching bones. Everybody said, "Them bones can preach." Hallelujah. Hey, you need to get some preaching bones in your life. Hallelujah. You need to understand something tonight. Whenever you got trouble all around you, God is going to make a way somehow. Just like he did for Moses and just like he did for Joseph. He said, "I'm going to make a way somehow." They got through the sea. Amen. They got through the people complaining and all of the grumbling and the griping and people wanting to go back and people wanting to quit and people wanting to give up and people wanting to stone Moses and people wanting to kill their leadership. But those bones preached on and they said, "No matter what you say and no matter what you do and no matter how discouraged you may get, God's going to have a people." Hallelujah. God's going to have somebody and he's going to take them into the promised land. God's going to have somebody to carry these bones because he's not going to leave these bones out here in this desert to bleach. But I'm going to be buried back in the tomb of my fathers. Amen. Hey, them bones can preach. Amen. Well, you may not be anything but a sack of bones, but when people get to complaining and griping and carrying on, you need to tell them, "Hey, listen to me. It's going to be all right. If God be for us, who can be against us?" Hallelujah. It's going to get better in a little while. Just hold on. Amen. 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 Darkness may endure for the night, he said, but joy cometh in the morning. Just hold on a little while.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One generation passed away. 40 years they carted those bones around in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Old generation of doubters passed off. Amen. All passed away. Amen. But there was a new generation coming on. Hallelujah. And somebody, I don't know, it might have been Caleb. It might have been Joshua. Got some young folks off to the side and said, don't you kids despair. Amen. I know that we've been wandering for a long time. But God said He's going to take us through. Hallelujah. And you see that old coffin over there we've been carting around? It gets pretty heavy sometimes. But let me tell you something, son. Those bones can preach. They've been preaching for 400 years already. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're not through preaching yet. Amen. Praise God. Those bones, I don't know exactly how it happened. I don't know who carried them over. But when it came time to go in the promised land, and the priest got that old ark, and they stepped in the Jordan, amen, and the waters way back 15 miles upstream stopped, and a wall of water began to build, and the waters began to pass on down, and there they stood. Well, I don't know who did it. I don't know who carried them, but somebody going across that Jordan River had a stack of bones in an old coffin. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what they were saying, but if I would have been carrying those bones, I would have been saying, hey, Joseph, we're about to make it, friend. Hell, it's been 400 years coming. It's been a long, long time. Hey, but we're getting ready to cross over just in a second now. We're going to put our foot on the promised land. And God's word is not going to pass away. And it's not going to return void. But we're going to enter into a promised land. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Joshua took Joseph's bones to a place called Shechem. Shechem was where he was sold into slavery to start with. That was his hometown. And there he buried the bones of Joseph. Amen. But you know what? Those bones kept on preaching. They didn't stop there. Everybody knew where the bones of Joseph were. And people come by and they'd tell that story again. Hallelujah. You know what? You see that place over there, son? Yeah, I see that, Papa. You know what's inside that tomb? What's in there, Dad? That's the bones of Joseph. Amen. Joseph, way back, he kept hope alive. He preached to us hope for 400 years. He kept the promise alive for 400 years. All through our wilderness journey, all through the Exodus, and all those hard times, it was the bones of Joseph that were preaching hope every step of the way. Amen. His voice was never silenced. Amen. There's power in those preaching bones. Amen. There's an interesting verse of Scripture over in the book of Matthew. Quite interesting place. It concerns the crucifixion of Jesus. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. And the Scripture said, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened. Everybody see them? The graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly who was in that number, but I got some suspicions. And I got some opinions. I really believe that Papa Abraham's grave opened up. And Papa Abraham stepped out with Mama Sarah. Hallelujah. Amen. Where are we going, honey? We're going to Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. I really got a feeling that over on Mount Nebo, Old Moses rose up. Hallelujah. And he said, I've got a destiny on the other side. I'm headed for Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And it wouldn't surprise me not a little bit that about a day's journey away from Jerusalem in a field somewhere in Shechem, an old soldier and an old patriarch stepped outside the tomb, said, where are you going, Joseph? He said, I'm headed for Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The Bible said that saints came out of their graves and they walked in the streets of Jerusalem for many days and were seen of many. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. His bones wasn't through preaching yet. Amen. He had a message. I got a message for you tonight. Folks, it may get a little tough, and it's going to get harder than this before it's all over. I said it's going to get harder than this before it's all over. Amen. But I tell you what I've got confidence in. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for me. Somebody said, Brother Grissom, what are we going to do? Amen. If we can't buy or sell, His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. What's going to happen if the United States of America gets hit with some atomic energy? I'm going to tell you, His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. What's going to happen if we lose our religious freedoms? His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. God is going to make a way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to get through this, folks. God's going to have a church. He said, upon this rock, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, this church is going to make it. I've just got to make up my mind, and you've got to make up your mind that you're going to be a part of this church. That's what we've got to do. There's no doubt, it's already been spoken, that we're going to make it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just got to determine if I'm going to be part of it or not. Hallelujah. Amen. I like easy living just like you do. I like to be comfortable just like you do. Amen. I like false security just like you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I just know that there's some trouble on the horizon. It's very interesting, the days we're living in. I said, it's very interesting, the days we're living in. Praise the Lord. If I didn't have the Lord, I'd be scared to death. Amen. But because I have this hope, because I have this peace, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. The Jews have a belief. The first millennium belonged to Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then on down. Do you know who the sixth dispensation or the sixth millennia is? And that's this millennium. Do you know who it belongs to? This is Joseph's millennium. This is Joseph's millennium, according to the Jews. Amen. And we're living in 5771. Praise God. And that just lets me know that it's coming real soon. I don't know how much longer we've got. And that's not what's important. Jesus just said, be ready. Be you ready. He said, watch, didn't he? He said, be not overtaken with the cares of this life. Amen. Cares of this life. We can't let that happen to us. Surfeiting. Surfeiting is just overindulging. Don't overindulge in anything. Maintain balance in life. Praise God. It's easy to lose your balance, isn't it, folks? Praise God. It's easy to get your mind on too much stuff and get overloaded. We can't do that. Don't get overloaded. Amen.
Don't overindulge. Maintain some integrity. Maintain some discipline. That's what we got to do in this hour and this time. Praise God. Amen. But I'm giving you some hope tonight because there's a church that's going to get out of here. Amen. I know that because some bones told me. Some bones told me that. And when those bones, whenever they got ready, and you see, Israel leaving out of Egypt was a type of deliverance. Amen. He was saying, he said, now you don't leave these bones here. You take these with you. Amen. I'm gonna be here until the Lord's ready to get me out. But when we leave, don't leave my bones behind. Praise God. And they took him out of there. Just the same tonight. I'm just telling you, folks. It's not going to be very much longer. I don't know how long we've been saying that, but I'm going to keep saying it till it happens. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? I don't know how long I'm going to get to stay here either. We don't have the promise of another breath or another heartbeat. Amen. But if something should happen, amen, and I should, they should haul my bones somewhere. I want them to preach. Hallelujah. I want them to preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. And anytime somebody passes by and says, those bones over there, you know what that man used to tell us? Hey, amen. He used to tell us we're getting out of here. Praise God. We're going to make it somehow. Hallelujah. That the church is going through, those bones are preaching bones. Amen. Praise God. Didn't you remember Jeremiah, the prophet? Jeremiah preached. He had a tough audience to preach to. He preached so hard. Amen. And he didn't have very good response. Nobody wanted to believe what he had to say. And he didn't like to preach what God gave him to preach. So many times God gave him negative stuff. God gave him stuff about judgment. You know, it's hard for preachers to preach. We like to preach pretty sermons. We like to preach encouraging stuff. But sometimes God gives you a message of judgment. And you got to preach it. Amen. And Jeremiah was just so discouraged. Amen. And he said, I'm just not going to do it anymore. He said, but it was like a burning fire. Shut up in my bones. And he said, I couldn't withhold. It just started coming out all over again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I hope you get preaching in your bones tonight. Preaching in your bones tonight. Praise God. That you become a testimony everywhere that you go. Whether you're alive or whether you pass on, that your bones will keep on preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody will hear. Somebody will hear. Amen. There was a missionary that was called to a country. He went. He gave all of his life to that nation. He preached. He taught. He did everything that he could do. And when it all finished down, he had very, very few converts. Just a handful of people for a lifetime of preaching. It looked like his white life had been wasted. But there were six young men that carried that old missionary and carried his coffin to the cemetery, placed it in the ground, and over the grave of that great man of God, they gave their vow, God, what this man started, we're going to pick it up. And we're going to carry this gospel to this nation. And through those six young men, that country became a revival country. And a tremendous harvest was reaped. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, there's some bones that can preach tonight. Amen. Praise God. Those bones preached. And they reached out to an entire country. And they won a nation. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get some preaching in our bones. How about it? Let's get this way down deep inside of us tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm telling you, the Word of God's powerful. It's powerful. Remember, Elisha the prophet was buried. And they were carrying a body of a man across, and some men were coming after him. They said, he's slowing us down. Let's throw him down in this hole in the ground. They threw him in the hole, and they didn't know that there was an old prophet in there that had the Word of God in his bones. Amen. And when that dead man hit those bones, he came out of there. Praise God. He came out alive. I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of the Lord. Get it down in your bones. Get it down in your bones. Amen. Get it as deep as you can within your being. We don't think much about bones, but I'm going to tell you, on the inside of those bones is where life is. While you're standing here tonight, inside your bones, there's some blood being made. There's an important process that's carrying on inside your bones tonight. Amen. That's the source of life. That's where it keeps being renewed. It's important, though. It's what's carrying on in your bones tonight. Amen. Life is in there. Life is in there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Them bones can preach. Turn to your neighbor and say, them bones can preach.